Welcome back to In-Depth, third and final interview. I have a wonderful individual who's been here many times, Monica Miles,
Yay.
Nevada Donor Network. It is Donate Life Month.
It is, and we are so busy.
Really?
It's our favorite time of year.
Do people really respond to that Donate Life Month moniker for this month and really just get the let out?
Yeah, I mean, all of our partners really jump on board and help us get the word out, and that's really fun, and it helps us reach more people than we can just in our everyday work, so we love it.
Beautiful.
It's just a lot of work, but
I'm sure
thank you
is.
For having us on again. I mean, you're such a great supporter of this, so
of
we appreciate
it. It's a worthwhile thing, and some people don't give it, I guess, heavy, you know, a lot of thought.
Yeah. Well, this is a great time to educate people, which is really our goal, because I think more people would register if they understood the miracle that transplantation really is. So that's what we like to talk about.
Beautiful. And speaking of that, you were talking about, you know, boots to the ground, a lot of outreach going on. Other than this show, how are you kind of getting the word out about?
Wow, we've just done a lot on social media. If you walked into any of our DMV offices throughout the state this month, they were all decorated beautifully. We had a big contest. And what's cool about that is that those decorations stay up all month. So everyone that walks in those DMVs, they see those beautiful decorations, and hopefully that sparks a conversation. So worked with the DMVs. We did a lot with our partners at Washoe County this month, which has been so fun.
Beautiful.
A lot of outreach to their employees. So just really great partnerships. You know, if you've been driving around town, you've probably seen the Washoe County Sheriff's Office and Nevada Highway Patrol. They've got little Donate Life stickers on the back of their cars, just trying to help us raise awareness. And so we just love all of our partners that help us in any way they can.
Very cool. And I think, I don't know, it's kind of self-explanatory, but like, what is the importance of really of being an organ donor?
Right. So it's really just documenting your wishes. So making it known that you would be willing to help someone else. One organ donor can save up to 8 other lives. And tissue donors can impact dozens of people with those gifts. And right now, we have 115,000 Americans waiting for an organ transplant. And 22 Americans die every day waiting because we don't find their match in time. And so everyone that says, yes, I'm willing to be a donor hero, it gives hope to those waiting. And also it keeps that decision from falling on their families. So it's very important to indicate your wishes for yourself. So that's why we encourage people to take that easy step of registering, because you get to make that decision for yourself.
Beautiful. And other than registering, is there something they can do to kind of go the extra mile to help people who might really need specific help organ-wise?
So really, registering is the simplest thing to do. But on top of that, we really do ask that people talk to their friends and their families about this important decision. And the reason for that is we want people's families to know that this is their decision that they made, and why they wanted to help others in this way, because we do require the help of family members. Even if you have registered, we do need the help of family members to help complete that gift. So it's just really important to have these conversations. No one wants to talk about their own death, and
right.
I understand that. however, I think we can really frame this conversation in a different way. I mean, this is a really beautiful legacy that as a donor, you can leave your own family, and for you to live on in other people, I think is such a beautiful thing. And if we look at it that way, then it might change the conversation a little bit.
Beautiful. And I think we've discussed this before, but it's always good to go over. What are some misconceptions that you'd like to...
Yeah, so the big one that we hear a lot is that if you have that little heart on your license, if you register, that doctors, nurses, first responders aren't going to work hard to save your life. And this is absolutely false. Obviously, people get into those professions because they want to help people. Their job is to save people's lives. Their job is to do no harm. And so that really is a rumor out there that is absolutely false. People that are involved in recoveries of organs, those doctors and nurses, they're never the same people that are working to save someone's life. There is no conflict of interest at all in those situations. So we only come in after all life-saving efforts have not been successful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So that's a big one. A lot of people think that there might be a cost associated with donation. They don't want their family to have extra expenses, and there is never a cost for anything related to donation at all. So that's another misconception out there. And some people are worried that perhaps their religion doesn't support donation. Mm. Now, obviously, everyone's beliefs are individual and they differ, but most major religions worldwide do really support donation as the ultimate act of compassion toward others. So,
Beautiful. So
those are some of the big ones that we hear. But it's a highly, highly regulated practice. And our job is really to ensure the safety of transplants for those who receive those gifts. And then just educating people so they can make that decision for themselves.
Wonderful. And how can people actually become donors? Where can they go?
So easy. So most of us know to go to the DMV.
Right.
You're going to be asked that yes or no question when you go to get your license. But there's a really easy way now using your iPhone. Actually, all iPhones have that health app on there. And if you go into the medical ID tab and scroll down a little bit, you'll see the little Donate Life sign and you can register right there.
Really?
Which is very cool.
Is this like a recent thing or am I just hearing about it?
It's been within the last year or so, and we've just seen a huge, huge growth in the numbers of registered donors. And that actually puts you on a national registry versus our state registry, which is what happens when you go to the DMV.
Okay.
And either is fine. You can be on both. And then lastly, you can go to our website, which is nvdonor.org, and you can register online there. And that's very easy as well. So you don't have to wait until the next time you renew your license to get that registry done.
Okay. When we do it for your website, is that going to be a local registry as well, or can you do a national?
Yeah. So that puts you on the state registry as well. And if you're interested in putting yourself perhaps on both the state registry and the national registry, but maybe you don't have an iPhone, we're working on that Android app as well.
Good,
but
I have an Android.
Me too.
I feel ashamed for not having
Android. I know. I'm a little sad that it's not set up yet, but it's coming.
Okay.
So if you want to put yourself on the national registry, you can go to a different website, which is registerme.org.
Registerme.org.
Yep.
Very cool.
So you can register in all of those places and just really have it all covered.
It's just a full court press.
Yes, exactly.
Right on. Is there anything we haven't touched on that you really want to emphasize?
No, we encourage people to have these conversations, and we thank you so much for helping us get the exposure that we need to talk about it and just really think about the legacy that you want to leave for others. And if you can save other people and give them the opportunity to live on and live full and healthy lives, I can't think of a better thing to do than to just give that hope to someone else. And it's a simple, yes, I want to help other people. So, just consider that when you're listening to this interview. And if you need more information, you want to learn more, please go to our website. It's nvdonor.org. There's lots of facts and figures and everything you need to know about donation. So lots to learn there if you still need some more information.
Beautiful. Monica Miles, Nevada Donor Network.
Yay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Ian.